الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ألم تر إلى الملأ من بني إسرائيل من بعد موسى إذ قالوا لنبي له مبعث لنا ملكا نقاتل في سبيل الله قال هل عسيت من كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا قالوا وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا وأبنائنا فلما كتب عليهم القتال تولوا إلا قليلا منهم والله عليم بالظالمين. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged and urged and prompted the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum to fight in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of the deen of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indirectly gave them a message through an example. And the basic simple essence of the message is that if you have to come out and fight in the path of Allah, this does not mean that you are taking your soul and putting it towards death. Rather, at the same time, if you are at your homes, this does not mean that you are escaping death. So you cannot escape death even in the comfort of your homes. In other words, fight in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a story of a group from Bani Israel. And these people from the Bani Israel, they were known as the Ashraf, the noble and the honorable ones from the Bani Israel. They also requested or made a similar request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are prepared to fight and wage war for the sake of Allah, in the path of Allah, for the sake of the deen of Allah. But when the time of qital came, when the time of battle came, then these people became cowards and they resisted from fighting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum that don't be like such people and take lesson also from this example. Allah says, Alam tara, have you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam not seen a group from Bani Israel that came long after the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Iz qalu, when this group said to a prophet, لِنَبِيِّ لَهُ مُبْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, they said to their prophet. Now Mufassirin have difference of opinion with regards to the name of this prophet. Some say his name was Shamwil, some say this prophet's name was Sam'un, and there's different names that are given. So they addressed this prophet by saying, Ib'ath lana malikan, that appoint for us, send for us and appoint for us a malik, a king, and under whose rule we shall unite and gather, and then we shall fight in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah. Qala hal asaytum, this Nabi said, هَلْ عَسَيْتُ مِنْ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ أَلَّا تُقَاتِلُوا. Then listen, oh my people, what if qital, fighting, has now been prescribed upon you and you do not fight after that? قَالُوا, the people said, وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نُقَاتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Listen, oh Prophet, why will we not fight in the path of Allah, whereas you know our situation, we have already been driven out of our homes and our kids have been taken away also from us. فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ, Allah says, but listen, see what happened to such people. The moment qital, fighting and waging war, had become obligatory for them to do. So Allah says, تَوَلَّوْا, they all turned away, they became cowards. إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ, except a small band, a small group from among them, they remained steadfast. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ, Allah knows well of the wrongdoers. Then this Nabi said to his people, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعَثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتَ مَلِكًا. Then listen, O my people, since you requested for a prophet, for a king to be sent amongst you, the prophet then said to them that Allah has now elected Talut as a king among you. قَالُوا, they said, أَنَّ يَكُونُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ عَلَيْنَا, how can Talut gain kingship over us? وَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ مِنْهُ, whereas we are more worthy of kingship than him. Rightfully, we should have all sovereignty, all rule, all dominion for us, because we are from the children of Israel. We are the Bani Israel. So, وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ, and Talut also, if we have to look at him, He wasn't given from the side of Allah ample wealth, whereas we have a lot of wealth as well. So rather we should be the kings. A king should be elected from us and not from somebody outside the Bani Israel. Qala, then the messenger said to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Then listen, Allah has chosen Talut over you. وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ. Allah increased him in plenty knowledge. Allah gave him a lot of knowledge. And Allah also increased him in physical body strength. Allah has made him also very, very strong. And then he says to them, وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي مُلْكَهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Then listen, it is Allah who gives this kingship of his, this dominion, to whomsoever he wills. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is bounty-bounding. Allah is alim, all aware of what he does. Then the king said, then the Nabi said to them, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتُ. Then listen, you see, these people now, they were disobedient. They defied and they disobeyed the commandments of Allah, this group of Bani Israel. Now on account of that, Allah then gave a group of people known as the Amaliqah. They were the infidels. Allah gave them control over this Bani Israel. Allah gave them kingdom. Allah gave them control over the Bani Israel. Now the Bani Israel, they wanted to set things right, correct their affairs. So this is why they asked their prophet, their Nabi, to now send a Malik, send a king, so that they can now fight, they can unite, get together, and now fight this group, these infidels or these heathens. So now the prophet said to them, listen, when this Malik is now raised among you, there's going to be some sign that will prove or show his, or that will indicate towards his kingship and his rule. And what is that sign? وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ. The sign to show you that he is a true king, أَيَّأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتِ. That Talut will come with the Tabut. Tabut means an ark, or it refers to Tabut refers to a wooden, like a box. And in this Tabut, what is it? Allah says, فِيهِ سَكِينَةُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Before we explain what is the Tabut, we should rather give a small history about the Tabut. The Tabut was actually a wooden box that the Bani Israel, the prophets like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and others, they would take the Tabut and they would put it in the front line of the battlefield. And on account of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make the believers in that time victorious. Allah would make them the victors and give them victory. So what happened after that was, a time came in when the infidels got control of the Tabut, the Amaliqah, and they were ruled by Jalut. Jalut, his name is Jalut, Goliath as we say. So he took control of the Tabut, and for a long time they had the Tabut with them. Then the Muslims, they lost the Tabut until a time came when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down some disaster, some calamity or some sort of epidemic or disease that destroyed the people of Jalut. There were a few people that remained behind that took the Tabut, this wooden box, and they carried it on two bullocks and they sent these bullocks off. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down two malaika, two angels, and these two angels, Allah gave them control of these bullocks, and they brought these bullocks now to the believers. They brought them back now to the Bani Israel. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now making reference to, that listen, this Tabut will come to you. Now, when this Tabut comes to you, this is basically a proof and an indication to tell you that Talut is a true king, now that he's sent from the side of Allah. When you see this, this is فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Now you get this peace and tranquility in your hearts from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing very well that Talut is now sent as a malik, as a king. وَبَقِيَّةٌ. What else is in this Tabut? Some of the remainder things that were left behind from the family of Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, like the asa, etc. تَحْمِلُهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. This Tabut will be carried by the malaika and it will come right in front of you. Listen, O you Muslims, O you Bani Israel, when you see this, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. That is sufficient as a sign for you now to understand that he is sent as a messenger if you now are to believe in that fact. Now when it comes to the battle, that's the verses that start from the next ruku. What happened exactly at the time of battle? Did they fight? Were they courageous? Or did they turn as cowards? أَخِدَعْوَنَا الْحَمْدُ.